June 23, 1985, Canadian Sikh extremists took down Air India Flight 182 off the coast of Ireland, resulting in the death of 329 people. Canada is not normally associated with terrorism. On June 23, 1985, Canadian Sikh extremists perpetrated the largest attack in history, or 9/11. When you work in counterterrorism, the job is kind of what the title suggests it is. You're supposed to counter terrorism, i.e. not let it happen. You're given the mandate to investigate your fellow citizens, and on occasion are accorded extraordinary powers to legally intercept private persons' communications. When you stop an attack from succeeding, you rarely get any attaboy kudos. Sometimes there is a small story in the news, which quickly fades from public memory as there's usually a long time lag before trials of accused terrorists begin, and evidence of what was being planned ekes out. Sometimes there are those who dismiss the seriousness of the whole affair, accusing security services and law enforcement of making shit up, or even, ridiculously, of Islamophobia and racism in the case of Islamist terrorist plots. But mess up once, just once, and everyone's down your throat. You're accused of incompetence, stupidity, and in Canada at least, there are calls for a royal commission, a type of inquiry. That is exactly what happened as a result of today's featured attack. On this day in 1985, Sikh terrorists based in British Columbia on West Canada's west coast placed two bombs on two Air India flights originating in Vancouver. One headed to Thailand via Tokyo, and the second to Delhi via Montreal and London, UK. The latter exploded off the coast of Ireland, killing all 329 people on board. The brand new CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, where I worked for 15 years, was aware of Sikh terrorists in Canada and was investigating them. It clearly did not do a good enough job, as the downing of Flight 182 represented the single largest terrorist attack in history, a record it held until 9/11. The only person ever convicted of this heinous act was Inderjit Singh Rayat, a Canadian national and a member of the International Sikh Youth Federation, or ISYF, who pleaded guilty in 2003 to manslaughter. This terrorist attack occurred a year after the Indian government raided the Golden Temple in Amritsar to rid it of Sikh extremists, and was likely a retribution for the decision of Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi to raid the holy site. The bottom line is that our security intelligence officials failed in their job. Their best efforts fell short. As a result, people died.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.